And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Planet Comic-Con this weekend, Kansas City, Bartle Hall. A lot of big stars coming in town for this.
Yes, indeed.
Kyle over here, you were very excited for Stan Lee. I know.
Edward James Olmos,
that's who he's excited about.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Kyle's in costume today. He's in
nice.
Uniform.
His uniform, that's
uniform,
not a costume.
Right.
It's a uniform, yeah, it's a uniform. We
got
to make sure that, we came out to, support Comic-Con and be excited about it. You actually said, I need your, quote.
I said, bring your nerdery into the studio after 9 because we have
geekery.
Elite Supergirl coming in. And
okay.
I thought, you might want to hang out for that.
Totally.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
And she lives right by me. Who knew?
Yeah, and from what I understand, she's involved in some philanthropy, too.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, God, a lot of it. As much as I can possibly get my hands on.
But so you're going to be out at Bartle Hall all weekend long, right?
Yes.
With Planet Comic Con.
All weekend long.
Cool. And you're signing autographs. You're just talking to people. What kind of stuff are you doing?
Want my autograph, I'll definitely.
Just walking down the hallway here, people were literally yelling, Supergirl's here!
Well, that was Blazer. Just get off it.
Yeah, no, he did. He really
That was unfortunate.
I'll sign autographs. I'm, taking pictures, hanging out with kids. We actually, we have two special kiddos that are coming in. One's coming in today, and he is going to get the royal treatment. We walk him around. He gets to walk around with superheroes. And
oh, that's awesome.
He gets to meet pretty much any celebrity. It's like Disney Fast Pass kind of stuff.
Right.
And do anything he wants. It's his choice. We make it all about him. And then we've got another one coming in on Sunday.
Okay.
And same thing. I love bringing these kids in. And it's not just about them, but if they have siblings, it's for the siblings too.
Right.
Because a lot of times we ask our kids that are perfectly healthy to grow up. We ask them to be adults. Another one is sick. It's not exactly fair. So we make a big deal about it. It's a big to-do. So,
and you go to Children's Mercy regularly to do visits there,
yes,
too.
Yes, the Missouri Hospital and the Kansas Hospital, because there's two of them. So we see them both.
As Supergirl, assume, fully in
full
uniform.
Costume, yes, which the one I'm wearing today and the one I'll be wearing at the convention is brand new. I retired my second suit that I had because I finally wore it out.
Yeah.
And who makes those? Do you make them or...?
Well, the second one that I had a different girl make it, but the one who made this one, believe it or not, she was so excited about it. Joni was amazing. So I actually have two. So she went a little gung-ho, but I love it. And she did it for me for free. She said, for what you do, I can't go into the hospital with you. So let me make you this suit and you can use it. And whenever you need, whatever you need, just let me know.
And do you travel around all the different Comic-Cons and all these conventions?
I'm starting to now to let people know more about charity work and how they can get involved with it, because a lot of people are like, I don't know what to do. How do I get involved?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I try to do is to let them know, how they can get involved in their communities. Because a lot of people are like, I want to go to Children's Mercy. I'm like, that's so great. I only take like 4 people at a time because it's overwhelming. It can be overwhelming.
Sure.
So I try to find, other groups and other things that I can get involved with and push myself to better other people that are around me. So like this year I got in with the Victory Project, which was with Sporting Kansas City, which I did not dress up as Supergirl. However, if you would like me to, I would be totally okay with that. So I think I'm on stalker status now with some.
If I had your body, I would wear this every single day.
You know what? Shaylee's back there going, hands off Dom Dwyer. He's mine.
Espinoza. I love me some
Roger.
Espinoza.
Yeah,
I cried, over Aurelian Colin being gone, but... but the other one I found was Pinky Swear. So I was really excited about Pinky Swear and just
their
message.
And what is that charity?
Well, I actually have with me Nicole, who knows all about Pinky Swear because she's the rep for this area. And they've only been in this area for, I think, a little bit about a year now. But the story makes me bawl my eyes out every time I try to tell it. But I can let her tell a little bit more about it. That's good.
Nicole?
Yeah, sure.
Come on. So Pinky Swear is a new nonprofit to Kansas City. We've been here about a year. And we help families that are fighting pediatric cancer to pay for non-medical expenses.
So so important.
Yeah.
That gets forgotten about.
Yeah, we'll pay mortgage payment, rent payment, car payment, gas cards, food cards, that kind of thing.
I think about that all the time because one of my daughter's friends, and I can't talk about it long because like you, I will cry if I think about it, but he was going through cancer treatments and I'm thinking, well, the parents have to go and be with him in the hospital, so then they're missing work. So you still have to pay rent. You still have to buy food. How does that happen?
It's hard to imagine, actually. So Pinky Swear was started by a mother and father that lost their 9-year-old son to pediatric cancer. And before Mitch died, he asked his mom and dad to promise to help families when he was gone.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Cool. Pinky swear. So
yeah, yeah, that's pinky like swear. Right, right.
The solemn of oaths in the world. I
promise. Right. Yes. You got a pinky promise. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. And I sought them out and sent Nicole an email. I was like, hey, this is what I do. I dress up as Supergirl. If you have a need for a Supergirl, let me know. So, you know, like, you know, every time I send those emails out, I'm like, I wonder if people are like, who? So I always tag, like, you know, Elite Supergirl on Facebook. Look, I'm legit. Check it out. Yeah, I have street cred. You know,
I'm not just some crazy
person. Which that's the other reason why I do what I do and go to the different conventions now is because it is so important. But the other reason too is because I find little kiddos there that I never would have met. Like a little boy that was in Manhattan, was in a wheelchair. He came in and I immediately went over to him. It was not because he was in a wheelchair. He just had this infectious smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and talked to him for like 30 minutes and told him, I was like, hey, have you ever wanted to do costuming and stuff? And he kind of like gave me this look like he's looking at his wheelchair and me. And I said, are you worried about the wheelchair? Because I know this cool organization called Walkin' and Rollin', and they make costumes around wheelchairs, right? So then he got all excited. Later on, his grandmother came back and said, you know, he's been having a really hard time, and you really just inspired him. That meant so much, so much. You know, I had flight lessons with a little girl on a convention floor, which most people be like, I cannot believe that you just did that. You're going to get the con cred for sure. But I did. I got down on the ground, and we acted like we were flying.
Sure.
You know, she was like, you know, 3 years old. I didn't care. You know, that's whatever. That's what I do. It's fun. I get to play dress up. Not every day, but a lot, you know, so, and I think my son thinks I'm weird now too.
So how long have you been doing this and where did it get started? Where did you start doing this?
You know what? Well, I am from Overland Park and,
well, it explains it all.
Yeah. That's it's the crazy people here. We have quite a mix of weirdos. Now, actually at the time, my boyfriend, which he's now my husband, you know, he likes the comic books and everything. And so he was going to a different place to get books, and he's very much sure white glove about his books, and please don't bend them and stuff. And so I was like, he complained about the place he was going to and about how the books were not pristine. He will tell you different.
He rolls his eyes over here. He's like, I know. Hear this again.
So I told him, I was like, listen, we lived at like this apartment complex down from Elite Comics, which there you go. That's where Elite Supergirl comes from.
Okay.
And I said, why don't you go in there? You know, so I took him down there. It was very serious. And he goes, all right. Every Wednesday, I know you don't work, so you have got to go in and pick up my books. If you know the Big Bang Theory, it's legit, people, okay? Yeah. Comic Book Wednesday is a for real deal. This is not a lie. It was not made up because of some show. It was already happening. So the books are released that day. So I have this list. I go into William there, and I hand him the list. I'm like, here's the list. Like, the books are right there, right? Yeah. They're, like, sitting right there. Uh-huh. So, of course, I'm sure William in his head is like, really? They're right there.
You can't just pick them up.
But I hand him the list. He finds it. He gets all the books. Well, then he started to get to know me better, and then I did bring Brandon in, and I was like, see, he does exist. I didn't pay this guy to come in. I'm embarrassed about picking up books. So then William learned that I did personal training, how much I loved children and volunteering with him. So I had just been getting ready for a competition, and we jokingly said something about the abs, and so which they're covered.
No, you have crazy good abs. I can see literally. You can see through the costume. Your stomach is insane.
Well, then he tells Brandon. So this is the silliest statement of all, but it's all because a guy asked another guy if his girl would dress up in a costume for him.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the tagline.
And that's
my friend John said
from.
It,
yeah.
And that's really it. And so he didn't ask Supergirl. Mm-hmm. I sought out Supergirl. I love Helen Slater, which she's going to be here. But I will tell you, as
she's here this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's on that list, or she
I
was
didn't
on
see
the list,
her on the list,
or she was supposed to be on the list, and maybe she's not. Now I'm going to be upset if she's not here. But
Legend of Billie Jean, Helen Slater.
Okay,
thank you.
I wanted to roll in on a scooter, not in the Supergirl.
We are
going to
be best friends, and you live down the street from me.
Yes,
I love this.
Yes,
I'll just leave now.
Thank you.
I'm almost positive that she was supposed to be here. Maybe I don't know. Now I have to check. People are going to be like, "You're a liar, Jessica. You said that she was coming, but
Supergirl said it.
She's not. Well, maybe she's not.
I'll find her.
Well, and then again, maybe she was scheduled and then didn't. That's bad. Okay, I'm so sorry. But I did meet her when she was here one time.
Yeah. Good enough for me.
I was like intimidated. I usually like ogle celebrities from afar because I say ridiculous things.
Yeah. I have that problem as well.
Like, we're never going to be best friends. So.
Do you have a website or a place that you drive people to get more information or to see
anything?
Well,
the main one is to go to Elite Supergirl on Facebook. But you can also find that on... oh, this is really bad. Now I'm drawing a blank. Okay, so Instagram is Elite Supergirl, and Twitter, I believe, is AKA Supergirl, underscore Supergirl. That's because somebody else took Elite Supergirl before I could get it.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to pay for it. So also known as Supergirl. So you can find Twitter, and the one on Facebook and Twitter are linked.
Okay.
So
and Pinky Swear, what is the website for Pinky Swear?
Just
PinkySwear.org.
And
Elite Supergirl has offered very graciously to host us at her table for host us at Planet Comic-Con. And so she's hosting a toy and blanket drive for our All-Star Closet.
Oh, perfect.
So sweet.
Yes. And if you get there early, there are limited prints, drawings that were done from another convention that they gave to me and said I could give away. So I have those. And then I have about five pieces of art that custom, like they're, you know, that you can pick from if you decide you want to be a big donor. Right?
Nice.
Right? So
there you go.
I mean, I like to run around and hang out. And so I thought, what better way than give my table up to a deserving charity? So
there you awesome.
If you're heading to Planet Comic-Con this weekend, look for Elite Supergirl. She will be the one in the Supergirl costume.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Appreciate it. You'll definitely have to come out and see all the awesome celebrities there. Yes. I mean, I'm freaking out. Of course, I love Spartacus and get it.
Jen is making her plans as we speak.
Oh, are you going to Geekery and the Nerdery? Yeah, my daughters want to go out because they're huge Star Wars fans, so they want to go out.
George.
Yeah.
Remember, we were already going over this, how we say last name.
George Takei.
I get so nervous I'm going to say it wrong, right? Yes. I know. And Barbara Eden. I mean, I dream of Jeannie.
I know.
If I could just, I dream of Jeannie myself next to Manu Bennett.
Oh, on that note, it's the show Elite Supergirl and Pinky Swear. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You betcha.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.